This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. Today I have a very special and also very beautiful guest that I am so excited and thrilled to have on the show, Dr. Shaura Ishrati. She's a board certified with the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Dr. Ishrati, I am so thrilled to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining me. Welcome.
Thank you, Maria. I can say that I'm more excited to be here and to talk to you and your audience about anti-aging, about staying healthy, and staying younger as we age. I know you know my age, and thank you for saying that I'm beautiful. I'm working hard at that, but I would like to stay young and healthy, and I would like to share this information with your audience because I know you care so much about the science of what's behind just, you know, what we look at. There's a lot of science that, especially now, which is not science fiction. You know, at some point, this sounded like science fiction, but now it's all reality. And I'm so excited to talk to you and your audience about what we've been up to.
Amazing. Well, before we jump in and start talking about everything related to staying young and beautiful and healthy, I'm really curious about your why. Why did you get into this industry? What was your personal why, and how that journey brought you to where you are today? So successful, so inspiring. You're just one of a kind. I'm just thrilled to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. And that's a great question, and it makes me cry. I'm a laboratory director, a clinical laboratory director by education and by experience. And while I was in the laboratory, I was doing a lot of research. A friend of a friend had a problem, was not feeling as well, and had gone to UCLA, and they told him that he had to have a colostomy. And he was very concerned. At the time, he was 56 years old. So the friend told me about it, and I told him, okay, you don't want to do this, you know, you have to set up the date for the surgery. Just give me about 2 months and we'll see how this works. This was around 1998, 99, somewhere around there. And I was clinical laboratory, and I'm sure you know most of laboratories are either in the basement of a hospital or in some closed area. You're not outside or exposed. So he took the probiotics that I recommended. And when he went for a checkup, a colonoscopy, they said, we made a mistake. Your colon is totally healthy and you don't need to have a surgery done. So he came to me and said, you have to go on the radio and talk about this. And he said, you shouldn't be in the basement. You shouldn't be in the laboratory. He pushed me. He said, Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, a very prominent person, you know, in the community, said, Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, you're going on the radio and you're going to talk about this. And I gave a phone number. I gave his phone number. People started calling him and saying, what are you doing? We want the products. So in the year 2000, I started the Anti-Aging Institute of California. It is 25 years ago. And during this 25 years, Maria, it has been amazing because, you know, the science is important. I've been talking to people, of course, you know, the end result is being healthy, but the education is what is important. I've had radio programs, I've had TV programs, I've had lectures, and talking about how our body keeps us healthy and how we can promote everything that the body is doing and not fight with our body to get sick. You know, just help our body to maintain whatever it knows how to keep us healthy and to promote that. So that's how it started 25 years ago.
Wow, what an amazing story. So let's talk about anti-aging. I'm at an age where I think I've been eating healthy and taking vitamins and so on. But I think once you start reaching 40 and mid 40s, that's when you start really realizing that, oh my God, I'm starting to age. And what can I do to slow it down a bit? And I would love to, to have you share some of the products that you have developed, as well as the science behind it that supports why these products could potentially help women like myself, for example.
Our latest project is apoptosis. I know it sounds a little weird, but it's very easy. Apoptosis. Apoptosis is a Greek word, and it means falling of the leaves. It's a scientific word. I'm sure if you Google it, you're going to find a lot of information, scientific information, that is also approved by National Institute of Health, which shows how apoptosis works in our body. And the reason I would like to talk about apoptosis mainly today is because apoptosis keeps us young and healthy. So we should know about it. Apoptosis is the answer to cancer. And I know I'm gonna get in trouble with FDA if we say, that we're going to prevent cancer, but this is all FDA and NIH approved. What we are talking about is the natural way that our body is programmed to maintain the health. So the scientific expression of apoptosis is programmed cell death. So the same way that when we're in fall, and the trees start changing color, and the leaves that are yellow and red and are getting dry will fall naturally. And then in spring, healthy green leaves would replace them. Our body has the same process. And it's for every cell in the body. We have 30 trillion cells. So every cell is programmed to stay healthy. But as we age, and we feel that in our 40s, our 50s, 60s, 70s, 90s, that the process is getting slower. There are damaged cells, there are sick cells. We all see that with the pandemic, with COVID, it killed a lot of people because their immune system was not equipped to get rid of the virus. But those of us who could fight the virus survived. And this is all over the world. It's not just, for a special group of people or a community. So once we promote apoptosis, we're going to get rid of all the old cells, damaged cells, cancer cells, and replace them with young, healthy cells. Isn't that amazing?
Wow, that's incredible. I wanna learn more about, how do we do that this simply, right? Like, what do we take? What do we do? What do we eat?
Everything that we know about, and I'm sure educated audience know about that. Okay, we have to exercise. We have to maintain a healthy weight. We have to eat healthy. But then again, there are so many contaminants that we do not have control over. The air we breathe, all the chemicals that we are around us and surround us. And it's different in different communities, but we can still maintain a healthy life. But how can we promote apoptosis? This is the very, very important part of the science fiction, because when we are younger, and this is not saying that young people do not get sick. Unfortunately, children will get cancer. That to me is the most painful part of, the work when I see that little kids have these diseases that they have absolutely no reason to have or no will to, they were exposed to whatever. We have 22,612 genes, each of us. Those are the genes that are known. These 22,612 genes are made of proteins, you know, the DNA and the RNA. So we can maintain the genes to be healthy. We all have good genes and we have bad genes. So what do we do with our bad genes? We can make them become better genes. You know, we can help them now to have the expression changed. For example, if someone has diabetic genes in the body, the parents had diabetes, they can maintain a healthy lifestyle, they can exercise, they can eat healthy, eat less sugar, so they won't trigger that gene to become diabetic. The same way we can keep all our genes healthy as we age. I'm sure you can go back and look at pictures of your great-grandparents, of your grandparents even our parents. When we look at them, we see that my grandmother was 32 when she became a grandmother. She had my aunt at 17, and my aunt had her children at 18, something like that. So my grandmother was 32, and she was a grandmother. But when we look now, women in their 40s are having kids for the first time. So everything has changed.
I did.
And both men and women. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say I did that. I had my son in my, early 40s. So my grandmother had a grandchild in her 40s. And here I was having my.
Exactly. That is how we have changed and progressed. And at 40, you look amazing, and I will knock wood here. But the difference is that our grandmothers and grandfathers accepted that they were old when they were 40. When they were 50, they were old, and life expectancy was a lot less. Now life expectancy is higher. Unfortunately, with what is happening in the United States, the life expectancy of the younger generation is less than the older generation. And we have to change that, because the baby boomers now live much longer than the Gen Z or millennials and all that. So we want to maintain that health. What we're doing at Apoptosis Nutraceuticals is we are using the exact nutrients that nature has provided. We don't use chemicals. We use plants, we use natural compounds. The plants we are using, we're trying our best to use the highest quality organic plant-based supplements to maintain the products. For example, we have a beetroot product, we have curcumin product, we have CoQ10 that is all natural. We have 24 different products for every part of the body, every cell of the body. And I'm not saying, at my age, I take a lot because, I want to keep most of my cells healthier. But when you're starting at 40, when you're starting at 45, and the beetroot, it's called Brain Beet Plus, I would recommend that to 20 years old when they have an exam. What does it do? It generates nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a gas. The formula is NO. It's nitrogen and oxygen. It opens the arteries and increases the blood flow to the brain, to the heart, to the liver, and it detoxifies the body. It's an antioxidant. It removes free radicals. So if you're 20-year-old and you want to have a better cognitive function, you want to have a better memory, when you're studying, when you have exams, you want to be fresh. You want your brain to feel like it has a lot of oxygen. and it's not tired. So taking one cap of Brain Beat Plus will give you that cognitive function, that memory, that learning process that we all crave. I wish I knew about this when I was going through all my studies with going to school for 26 years, I guess. So, you know, that is one example, and that is for everybody. Brain Beat Plus, it's organic, it's plant-based, it's beetroot, and it has so many advantages, and it's great for a glowing skin because it brings oxygen to your skin. And remember, Michael Jackson would go sleep in oxygen tanks to get to look younger. This is infusing your skin with oxygen internally. So it brings oxygen to the brain. It brings oxygen and nitric oxide to the heart. It's great for sexual function for both men and women. And it clears your liver because it's antioxidant. It removes all the free radicals.
Wow, that's incredible. I actually ordered that one for the memory, and it's on my kitchen counter, and my daughter wanted to take it away from me. And I was like, no, this is for me. This is for me. I need to, you know, focus. I'm rebranding. I've got this big contract, government contract. I need to be very focused. She's like, no, mama, I want to take it. I have a test. I have this and that. And I actually was a little hesitant to give it to her. But now to hear that it's all organic and it's all, you know, from healthy, I'm totally going to give it to her and have her try it. Because
how old is your daughter?
She's 19. And my thing is, I don't want them, even supplements, even though I know they're healthy and good. It's almost like I'm scared to have them be reliant on something external. But when you're saying that it's whatever is in nature, in our food already, or whatever our bodies produce.
It is food. It
and
is
just food,
but
yeah,
exactly. It's concentrated food in a capsule. It's nothing else. And I take it, and my son takes it. So, you know, if I was not using these products with my own family, I would not even talk about it. But this is so safe and so natural. It's a plant, and it's organic. So anybody, I would say over the age of 18, maybe, just to be sure, they can take it and it would help them.
And I think to your point, like when we think about food now, food is so processed. Everything is just so, you know, you have to literally eat 5 oranges to get the vitamin that we used to get 30 years ago that was, you know, coming from an orange. And sadly, we're not getting the nutrition that generally we used to get, whether it was in our country organic food versus now what's happening in US and the way they're artificially growing stuff. And so we need it more and more now. Our kids need it, we all need it to be able to function. And like you said, if baby boomers are outliving Gen Zs and Gen Xs, that means that the Gen Zs and the Gen Xs aren't getting the nutrition that is needed in order for their body to properly function and fight some of these diseases.
Exactly, Maria. That's a very important point that you brought up. And the other thing is that now the American Cancer Society has given the statistics that in 2024, 2 million people will have cancer, will develop new cancer in the United States. And we see that with everyone. And I'm sure whoever you ask, they know a friend, they know a parent, they know a relative who has had cancer and has lost their life, or they're fighting cancer. And what apoptosis does is that it kills cancer cells. The actual, if you Google it, it says apoptosis equals programmed cell death. And what is better than that? That we take something that it goes in our body, it has a mission to go find the damaged cell, find the cancer cell and kill it. American Cancer Society is using the process of apoptosis to go find the cancer cell, they would attach the protein to chemotherapy so that it would not kill the healthy cells, it would only kill the cancer cells. So when in our body, we already have the program that our body can find the cancer cell and kill it, why aren't we promoting that? Why aren't we helping that process to go and find every damaged cell? You know, we have cancer cells, we have cells that are affected by virus. We know HPV, human papillomavirus, creates cervical cancer. So it's a cancer that is created by a virus. Now they are giving vaccine to 12 years old, to girls, because it can cause cervical cancer and throat cancer. And with a vaccine, we can stop that. But the cells that may develop cervical cancer, we can have them programmed to be killed with natural products.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.